Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Masechta Sanhedrin. We are up to Parakei Mishnah Gimel. Echronom Rabishayim Bechadish, Echronom Rishlosha Bechadish, Edusim KMS. If you have two Edim, one of them said that the crime happened on the second day of the month, and the other one said the third day of the month, that is not a contradiction in the Edus. The Edus is going to be valid. She says, Yodei Bibur Shal Chodesh, Zein Yodei Bibur Shal Chodesh, because it could be they were trying to Cheshbon back to when they thought Rosh Chodesh was, and one of them knew that the last month was a 30-day month, and one of them thought the last month was a 29-day month, so they were just confused about that. But if one guy says it was the third day of the month, the other one says it was the fifth day of the month, so they're off by two, then the Eidos is not acceptable. If they're off by a little bit, they didn't have clocks, they didn't have watches, they didn't have cell phones that told them the time. So if one of them said it was 2 hours into the day, the other one said it was 3 hours into the day, that's a minor discrepancy. But if one said 3 hours into the day, one said 5 hours into the day, that's more major discrepancy, and Tanakama thinks that disqualifies the Eidos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kayamas, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the Eidos is still valid. If one of them says it was the fifth hour of the day, one of them says the seventh hour of the day, their Eidos is batal. Because in the fifth hour of the day, the sun is on one side of the sky, on the eastern side of the sky. In the seventh hour of the day, it's on the western side of the sky. So that's not something people should ever get confused about, even if sometimes they're off by as much as 2 hours. Mishnah Dalet, v'achar kach machnis nesasheni bot kenoso. Then they'd bring in the second guy and they'd ask him all the probing questions. If they found that the two Edim were on the same page, so then they would begin by advancing arguments in favor of the defendant. Amar echad min Edim yeshi lamed alav zchus, o echad min talmidim yeshi lamed alav chova. So if one of the Edim says, I have a limud zchus, or one of the Talmidim says, I have a limud chova to an argument to go against him, meaning if one of the Edim says anything, even if he says a limud zchus, but for sure if he says a limud chova, we're mishaskim also, because he's supposed to be an aid. His role is just to report what he saw, not to give any sort of legal arguments. So therefore, we're mishaskin also. If one of the Talmidim who's sitting in front of the Sanhedrin says, I have a limud chova, we quiet him down also, because we want to first learn about the limud zechus. Amar echad min haTalmidim yeshi lamed alav zechus, malin also, mashivin also b'nehen. If one of the Talmidim says, I have a legal argument to defend the guy, so then we promote him to the Beis Din. V'lo yori misham kol yom kulu, and you would stay with the other day on the whole day. Im yesh mamash b'dvarav, if he's saying something of substance, shomon lo, we pay attention. V'afilu omer yeshi lamed alav atzmi zechus, shomon lo, b'vat sheyesh mamash b'dvarav. And even if the guy has a limud zechus for himself, we're going to hear him out, because we're always trying to help a person not be chayiv in a din in a fashos case. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel we said that if people are off by one day in the earlier part of the month, the Eidos is valid, but off by 2 days, that it's invalid. If they're off by 1 hour, the Eidos is valid. If they're off by 2 hours, it's a machlokas tanaim. But if the 2 hours that they're off by is the fifth and the seventh hour, then it's for sure not good, because the sun is on different sides of the sky. And then Mishnah Dalet, we said, we questioned the second Eidim, if the two Eidim are in sync with each other, we start with an argument, arguments l'zchus. No argument can come from the Eidim themselves, but it can come from the Talmidim, as long as it's a limud zchus. And any Talmud or even the defendant himself who is Malamid Zuchus and he has Mamish Bidvarav, he's saying something of substance, we give him a chance and we take it seriously, we listen to what he has to say. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll continue with Parakei Mishnah Hei.